Hare Krishna. Sorry for not being able to do podcasts last 2 days, but day before yesterday, the Indian ambassador from Hungary was here to visit. He'll be going there in September. It was a nice visit. He's a nice man. And came with his son, stayed for a long time. And then yesterday I had meetings, morning meetings, afternoon meetings, and just couldn't get around to it. But today we have two questions, or three questions, but it's coming from two sources. One is Aya al-Hakim, and the other one is Bhakta Razvan. I'll read what Al-Hakim asks. When I meditate, I get to hear music from a flute, and it shakes me from the inside, transforming me, makes me drown in love and adoration for the divine, and I can hear a voice, a beautiful, strong voice that tells me things, secrets. This cannot be described in words, no matter how much I try. Just mentioning his name shakes me from the inside and fills me with so much love and ecstasy. What is all this? Hare Krishna. Well, Srila Prabhupada was asked about similar experiences in meditations and so on. And one answer that comes to mind, one he said was just chant Hare Krishna, it'll go away. Another one is there's hallucination. And so I would say the same thing, chant Hare Krishna and it'll go away. What is it? Well, let me just take it from that question of what it is, because the implication is that hear flute music, which for us would mean Krishna's flute, transforms me, makes me drown in love, feel ecstatic feelings, and I feel so much love and ecstasy. Often, people, devotees, have certain experiences, and they experience nice things, but they don't know what it is, and they ask this question, what is it? Someone who experiences ecstasy, real ecstasy, someone who hears Krishna's flute, someone who actually feels real love of God, he doesn't ask the question, what is this? Because a person who situated on that transcendental platform is who experiences these things. People on the conditioned state don't experience such things, but to speak of voices and direct guidance from Krishna that cannot be disclosed. Those who are on the transcendental platform, even those who are sadhakas, they are situated in knowledge. They're fully aware of what they're experiencing, because what they're experiencing is in a realized state. Realized means there's no ignorance. And realized state means revelation. It means knowledge. It means awareness of everything. Ecstasy, which is a result of the Ladini Shakti, is accompanied by the Sandini and Samvit Shakti. There's a complete chit. There's no ananda where there's no chit, where there's no knowledge. So if Al-Hakim was actually experiencing, if you are, let me not talk about him, but let me talk to him. Hakim, if you were actually experiencing something transcendental or spiritual, you wouldn't be asking the question, and neither would you be bringing it up on this podcast, because you would know that this is actually something that is confidential and something that is meant to be kept to yourself. So there's no ignorance on the spiritual platform. I was actually referring to even the conditioned state, where Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojita Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayada Hoitikam. When devotees advance in Krishna consciousness, then transcendental knowledge comes. It's a natural consequence of the purification of the heart. Vidya vadhu jivanam. When you chant Hare Krishna, then knowledge comes, and one's knowledge and understanding of devotional activities. But what to speak of at such an elevated stage of Krishna consciousness? There's no question of what is this, but rather at the realized state, devotees know very well what things are. Perhaps they need some type of guidance in terms of how to deal with things, how to manage spiritual ecstasies and so on, but certainly they're very clear if they're seeing Krishna, hearing Krishna, hearing from Krishna, hearing Krishna's flute, Hare Krishna, just the one note from the sound of Krishna's flute is enough to dissipate all ignorance and to place devotees into full transcendental knowledge. So there's no shortcuts. Hakim Prabhupada's system was, yes, chant Hare Krishna and it'll go away. In other words, if you chant Hare Krishna, if you take to the process of Krishna consciousness and accept the fact that being a practitioner is serious business and it will take time. In time, one can hear Krishna's voice. In time, one can feel ecstasy and real love of God. In time, one can hear Krishna's flute, but it doesn't happen by mistake. It doesn't happen just by closing my eyes. It happens when we actually deserve, come to that deserving state of devotional service. It will happen, but it doesn't happen by accident. It happens by real effort and dedication, dedicating oneself to the purifying process of Krishna consciousness. Excuse us for slamming doors. Bhakta Razvan has two questions. One is a very good one. He says, how should a devotee study in depth Srila Prabhupada's books and just not read them? There are many places where Srila Prabhupada's books are being taught. Here in Hungary, we have our college where we have both correspondence courses as well as day course. The only drawback is that Bhakta Razvan would have to know how to speak Hungarian, at least for the time being. In due course of time, we'll be doing these courses in English. In Radhadesh, they have very good educational courses. In Vrindavan, in Mayapur, they have the VIHE, MIHE, higher educational courses that they're giving. Again, both teaching how to systematically read and study Srila Prabhupada's books, there's also courses on that, as well as systematically teaching them. And if one goes on the internet and goes to carefully goes on the internet, because there's so many things on the internet, then one can actually download different types of courses, study courses on studying Prabhupada's books. And ultimately, even in the absence of all of these, Krishna says, Shrimata Swakata Krishna Ridyantosta Hevadrani Vidunoti Sritsutam. Or, in the Bhagavad Gita, excuse me, that was not Krishna, but that was Bhagavatam. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Dadami Bhuti. Those were some of my, I give the knowledge how you can study my books. Those were some of my best times, I remember, in Krishna consciousness, just sitting and applying myself to reading books, systematically studying the books. Krishna gives you so many techniques. There are many, many techniques of reading books. So either with the help of others, either at one's local temple, either in Mayapur, Vrindavan, or Radhadesh, or Hungary, or and other places, taking courses, there are also courses. Look into it, seek, and you shall find. And then, something that I've never heard before, although I'm never amazed by hearing things that I've never heard before. I've understood from devotees that when reading Nectar of Devotion, it is recommended to read only the first 19 chapters because we're not qualified to read the rest of the chapters. Can you please clarify the statement when someone can read the rest of the book? I can't clarify it because I don't believe in it. It's the first time I ever heard it. Srila Prabhupada has given us these books. You'll find Chaitanya Charitamrita and Prabhupada's own statements where he tells us to read the books that he's written. He's never qualified that Nectar of Devotion, unless I'm really missing out on something, but I've never heard any such statement from Srila Prabhupada. It's not something that I would tell any devotees. Rather just the opposite of any books that you don't have any worry about. What you should read are Srila Prabhupada's books. And yes, you should read all of Srila Prabhupada's books. Read Nectar of Devotion from beginning to the end. There are certainly confidential topics in it, or at least more confidential topics, but not that something shouldn't know about. It's not that we should not know these things. We should know about these things. Those later chapters, I guess, are Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti and so on. There's no harm in knowing about these things. In fact, we should know about these things. We're meant to know about these things. Prabhupada had read them. Putting them into direct practice, into our Krishna consciousness, that's something else. And particularly Srila Prabhupada's books, Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada has given us all of these things and digested all of these things in such a way that everyone can read them. There's no question of not being able to read them. So I don't know, maybe it's someone's policy or someone's idea, but this, if you're asking Shivaram Swami, then I say go ahead and read them. I don't give any particular restriction to anyone about reading Prabhupada's books. Other books, that's another story, but when it comes to Srila Prabhupada's books, by all means, read them as you like, study them as you like, and if you don't read any other books, including Sri Ram Swami's books, then you'll still have full access to every single stage of development in Krishna consciousness and will assuredly go back home, back to Godhead. If all you simply do is apply yourself to reading Prabhupada's books systematically and studying them, Hare Krishna, all perfection will be there along with chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you.